But I didn't because I have a button. I have to push that because it's important that I be able to push my button. You're really pushing my buttons. I'm really pushing my buttons this morning. I'm pushing my own buttons. So I have a, what was I talking about? Hot chocolate. Yeah, I think we got past that. That's what's in my cup. I'm down here in my home studio, and I mean, it's furnished. It's finished, furnished, whatever you want to call it. It's got two bedrooms, a bathroom, big little, you know, like an entertainment room. Around the corner is this little cove. I like to call it the cove. And then within the cove, I've built a sound studio, a little recording studio here, which I can do work in. And that's where I do my best work here, is this little podcast that everyone just hangs on the edge of their seat waiting to listen to every day. And I, this is my little standby. I'm going to be doing a live show later today, again, probably between 3:30 and 4. I was going to do it between 4 and 4:30, but I believe I'm going to be able to do that a little earlier. So at the very latest, I should be on the air, as you call it. That's what we call it in the biz, the air. I'm going to be on the air, even though it's not in the air at all. It's, well, I guess it is in some ways because there's, you know, there's Wi-Fi. And I guess it goes through, actually, you know what? It actually goes through the air before it even gets to the internets. Because all of my computers at my house are hooked up to Wi-Fi. They're not actually cabled. Well, wait a minute. This one might be cable driven. But it goes to a Wi-Fi system. I have, today's sponsor is T-Mobile. They don't know it. They're not paying me, but they're the ones that are carrying this show to the worldwide web of information. I have this little T-Mobile hotspot thing at home. It's like a home router type thing. It uses T-Mobile cell service. Do we still have cell service? Is it still called cellular networks? Or is it just LTE, 5G, whatever you got. I don't know what it's called. So I'm noticing there's a spike in listenership here recently. And I want to thank everybody for that. One of the things I've told people is that, you know, I don't have a subscription. You can subscribe to my podcast, but there's no charge for it. It's all free. I do all this free of charge. Everything I do here is free of charge. All this information that I present to you, entertainment value, is all free of charge. I have no sponsor other than myself. And I have, what is going on here? This is something else. I thought I had this special news bulletin just came through, but apparently. That was just a joke. So this is somebody describing a conversation. I guess they ask him if they're vaccinated. I'm just going to read it to you because this is pretty funny, actually. So here's a conversation. Person: are you vaccinated? Me: are you circumcised? Since we're going to ask each other personal information about irrelevant personal information, medical information, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. So we have. I'm going to get into the whole COVID thing today a little bit because I had some notes here. What happened to them? Of course, because I always do. I can't help but talk about it. It is on everybody's palate. I call it a palate at the moment. It is the looming agenda behind everything in which we live in today, unfortunately. It'd be nice to go through a whole day and not hear the word COVID. Or what's the new word? Omicron. The Omicron virus. Which actually now they're doing their best to try to scare everybody with this Omicron, the return. Now, in a world where Omicron comes to get you, what are you going to do about it? Notice that I think it was Queensland in Australia this morning is reporting they have one. They have one case. Reports one case. Let's see if I can find it here. There's a headline. This is from Sky News Australia, I think. September quarter GDP falls. Sky News. Yeah, that's Sky News. Student fatally shot. Shoots three. And okay, so a student shooting in a Michigan high school. This is pretty sad news. I had originally heard this. I think six individuals were shot, I believe. And none of them were fatalities on the spot, but I guess now three have died. Is that what this is saying? This is BBC, so I don't. They always get it wrong because apparently news going from here to there apparently gets messed up. Oh, here we go. Sixth Omicron infection confirmed in New South Wales. Queensland detects new case of COVID-19. I think they had zero cases reported yesterday. Now, here's what is a little bit screwy about the way they... of course, now two people have died from flooding in Queensland. But they're all concerned about COVID cases. This is cases, not deaths, in Queensland. Now, it's not because Queensland is necessarily doing anything right. They have definitely slowed the spread of the virus, and which may be good to some degree. However, you're fooling yourself if you think you're going to get away from this thing. I don't understand. This is an interesting headline. Scientists suggest our universe may have been, get this, created in a lab. Our universe may have been created in a lab. I don't know where the lab was located. So they're getting back to this point of, I might just talk about this today. I may just end up talking about this today. And I'm going to make a note because I want to talk about this at some point. But I think aliens. I'm going to talk about aliens because this is actually a thing. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. But I'm just going to jot a note down here so I don't forget it. Just because that, you know, how random I am. I can go off and talk about pixie dust and unicorns. And I'll end up talking about COVID at the end of it, but it's because I don't know if unicorns can get COVID. Come to think of it, I think that unicorns can only get COVID if they inhale pixie dust, actually, now that I'm on that subject. Let's dive into that a little bit, or not. Let's not dive into that. But see how I can do that? I can just go right into that, just simply because the random thought comes into my brain, and the next thing you know, you're listening to my story about something that happened to me in high school. And I'm pretty sure that's why you guys tune in to listen to this show, because you never know where it's going to go. In a world where Kevin has random thoughts. That's good hot chocolate. I like riding bikes. You like pie? I'm afraid of toasters. So the true international depression. Yeah, okay, I got that all out of my system. Now, I don't know what's up with me this today. Apparently, I've got too much sugar in my system. I'll tell you what I had. I had about three cups of sweet tea last night for supper. And I had, I went to Hacienda. They're the other sponsor of this video because they gave me the energy to do this morning. Donut holes from Rise and Roll. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe a couple too many of those. They're basically just brown sugar with a covered, so you know, doused on donut holes. And of course, I had washed that down with some hot chocolate. And I had Wheaties as well. Wheaties are good. Wheaties are good for you, aren't they? The breakfast of champions. waiting for that to happen yet. Still waiting for that to happen. So where was I starting this whole conversation? The first thing I wanted to jump into before I get too far off is, which I think I probably already am. Once you go off the cliff, the only thing you can look forward to is the next cliff. I have to hope you land on a plateau somewhere, hang on to a twig, and then potentially, you know, fall again for a little while into something else. So who knows what's going to happen on the way down the hill as we bash into different subjects from one to the next. We end up bloodied and bruised at the bottom of the hill. That's what ends up happening, which is, you know, pretty much the outcome of this show. Yes, my wife would say I'm in rare form this morning. I can just hear her saying it. If she's listening to this show, she's going, "Boy, you're really in rare form this morning. What happened to you?" Well, one, I got up early, and then I took a nap. I got up early. I got up early enough to take my morning. I was able to take my morning nap this morning. That's always good to do. It always seems to help a lot. If I wake up, kind of get things going, and then take a nap, that always. Literally, it does help me out. I don't know why it is, but it's just it's a refreshing thing. And then I can take my mid-morning nap and my late morning nap before my lunch, so that I can get my lunch in time for my afternoon nap. I wonder why I have trouble sleeping at night. I can usually only sleep solid, maybe 9 or 10 hours. I can't sleep a solid 12 like I used to. Must be getting old. Probably because of all the naps I take during the day. So, yeah, I wish I could get that much sleep. So I have I keep hearing this statement. I'm going to jump right into this. I'm going to go onto something that I actually want to talk about, that I actually thought about. See, I have these random thoughts throughout the day. Believe it or not, I have random thoughts throughout the day, not just on this show. This is my life. I just happen to vocalize it and put it on a recording for 1 hour. During the day. The rest of my day is pretty much the same thing. It's just a walk from one random thing to the next. You might want to say, I don't know, I haven't ever been diagnosed, but you might want to, you know, call your doctor friend and have him listen to this thing and see if I have ADD possibly. It's possible. I doubt it. I don't know why you would think that. So I have these random thoughts. Well, my problem is around my house here. You know, I got projects. I'm doing about 12 different projects right now, even as we speak. And, you know, I'll go to work on one thing. And typically what happens is I run into a situation where I need something like a tool, or I need to do something else before I do that. I need to make sure I get that done over there before I do this, because it's like a big puzzle. Certain things have to be done before I can do something else. I got this mower sitting out in my yard that has been sitting there for about 4 years, been broken. It's a great big thing. It's a great big 12-foot-wide Hustler Range Wing. Yeah. Range Wing 340. Yeah. Got a diesel motor. Got a Kubota diesel in there. Yeah. And I can mow 7 acres of yard in about an hour and a half with that mower. Around trees, everything. It's a zero turn, 12 feet wide. Got the hydraulic decks that go down on both sides. Yeah, well, it's been broken for a while, for a long while. And I dove into it a while back and tried to get it fixed. Well, I realized that in order to fix it, I have to have a certain kind of drill, and I have to have a certain stuff. And I had to redo the gearbox that works off the PTO, the power takeoff system that powers all the mower blades. Well, I had to get into that. And in order to get into that, I changed it with an original part at one point, and that thing blew up as well. That thing just, it was a used part, but it had the same issue that the original had. And so the oil fell out of it, leaked out of it, and it, you know, pretty much burned up. Now, if I'd only been running the mower for an hour, it would have been fine, but because I run it for more than an hour, it burned up. So therefore, I got this aftermarket gearbox system, and I had to mount that onto the mower deck in an area. Well, in order to make a mount for this thing, I had to have certain tools in order to do all this stuff. I had to bend metal. I had to cut metal stuff. So in order to do that, I had to build a, you know, I had a plasma torch cutter. I could have just done it, you know, by hand, free-handed this whole thing. But no, I decided that since I had the knowledge and wherewithal to do it, I built myself a CNC 4x4 plasma torch cutting table. In the process of building the 4x4 plasma torch cutting table, CNC controlled, CNC computer numeric, or what is it, computer numeric calculator, whatever it is, whatever. CNC, computer numeric control, I think is what it's called, but don't quote me on that, because I'm not a machinist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer. Disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a life coach. I'm not a musician. I'm just a guy with a microphone. So I have a bunch of opinions. I'm a guy with a bunch of opinions that you probably shouldn't pay attention to, but that's what you do. So that's what you're doing. That's all on you. That's your choice. So I had this, you know, so that's the kind of, I'm just getting, but the point is, I'm trying to get the puzzle has to be put together, and I have to have all these different things in order. And I start thinking in my head, just like we had these sticks, had piles of sticks in our yard. We had taken down a couple trees, and it piled up all the twigs and limbs and stuff. Of course, I could cut up most of the bigger logs, and I made firewood out of that, which was fine. But then I had, we got a wood burning stove here in the house. But then all these sticks were laying around. Well, the same thing. We had piled up all these sticks in these big piles. Well, in order to move the piles, now I have to have a way to do that, because otherwise I'm just moving one pile around and I have to move a pile to, you know, have to take the piles off. It was kind of a mess, actually. Apparently, I'm not going to talk about why it got that way, but because I wasn't the one that made some of those decisions. So we ended up with these big piles of twigs. Well, I figured the best way to do that was like a forklift type thing. Well, I had this mower that I was converting over to. It was actually originally an electric mower back in the 70s when the energy crisis hit, late 70s. And this guy gave it to me, a friend of the family, let's just call it that, gave me this mower. It was originally an electric mower. And the mower deck itself is pretty bad shape. The motors and stuff on the mower deck were pretty messed up. It's probably repairable, but I'm just not going to use it as a mower. I have the frame that's like a little garden tractor type thing, and it still has room for the batteries and all that stuff. And so I put a newer controller in there. It all had was this analog controller. So I put this new controller in there. It was a pulse width modulation controller. So I put that in there, hooked up some batteries, and by golly, I put a different motor on it as well. I put a DC, it was an old golf cart motor, put it in there, put that on there. And sure enough, it works great. I was driving it around. It still works. If I put new batteries on it, I guarantee you today, if I could turn it on, it'd work. Probably have to put a new switch on it because it's, you know, probably been sitting out there for a while. However, what I was going to do, and I put this little winch on the front of the thing, electric winch up there on the front. And I was going to use that for raising and lowering. It basically was for raising and lowering a snowplow. But I was also going to make, instead of making a snowplow at the front, I was going to also mount a little set of forks that I could raise and lower. I could get in there and scoop in underneath these stacks of twigs. Just lift it up and move the twigs over, you know, somewhere else and drop them down and light them on fire. That was my plan. All that because I had sticks in my yard that needed to be moved. I probably could have just moved them and not worked on the tractor. But, you know, what's the fun of that? So there you go. That's the kind of puzzles I have to put together in my head before I do something. I have to change the oil on my truck, but first I need to develop a way to lift my truck up above my head instead of just getting down underneath there and doing it. Because, you know, I have to make it easier That's what I'm dealing with. That's what my wife deals with every day. Why don't you clean that pile up over there on the counter? Well, first of all, I have to design an organizational system in which to place all this stuff that is vastly important, stuff that I haven't touched in 3 years, that obviously I have to have in my life. Is what if I have to go back and find that one piece of paper? Because the apocalypse has come. Now, that's one of the reasons I have a lot of junk laying around my house. Not you know, up my shop. I have a shop that's I got a lot of spare knickknacks and scrap stuff. People would call it scrap. And this is where I get in trouble. I got a lot of stuff sitting around. Stuff that people would normally throw out. Now, the problem with throwing stuff out is, and this, we're just now discovering this issue, and I think this is part of what my concern is. We throw stuff out so easily in our society now. The dump is piling up and piling up every day with stuff that's really actually kind of useful stuff. And there's a lot of things something gets thrown away every day that could be used by somebody else. I guarantee you. And so we just go to the store, we buy another piece of plastic from China. A lot of the recycling that we had been doing in this country was actually being bought. A lot of the materials, a lot of the plastics, a lot of the metal, a lot of the materials that were being recycled were being shipped to China. And they were using it to remanufacture things using those materials and selling them back to us. This is not a good plan. When the United States originally was born and we started to do trade back with England, after we had kind of established our independence, you will, we were selling lumber because we were chopping down trees as fast as they could grow here in the faster, actually. I don't know if you realize it takes less time to chop a tree down than it does to grow one. We were chopping them down because there was an overabundance of trees here. They thought there was a never-ending sea of trees. We were chopping down lumber and shipping that lumber to England, to Europe. And then Europe was then sending those boats back with things made out of those trees. Things like chairs and furniture and knickknacks. Knickknacks are important. So the process was, but it takes more raw material because somebody's got to pay for the labor. So we were trading trees for things like chairs and tables, desks, finished lumber, things like that. So the process of this, unfortunately, is that there's a deficit. If I give you a log and you give me a chair, well, somebody in there has to have, there has to be some kind of, I can't just give you enough lumber to make a chair and you give it back to me next time I give you another log. You're not going to make a living doing that. So you have to have, I have to trade 3 or 4 logs. 3 or 4 chairs worth of lumber so that you can make more chairs to sell to actually feed yourself. So you can take those chairs and trade them for something else, like food. This is if we had no cash in our society, if we had no controlling entity looming over us with this thing we call cash that we so much love. If we just went back to a trade, open trade society, everybody would have to produce something in order to trade. Or you would have to be able to trade something for intellectual property, whatever you were doing. You'd have to have some kind of a service to provide in order to trade for something. Say Johnny went out and mowed 3 people's yards, and the first person gave him a pig, the second person gave him some eggs, and the third person gave him a bunch of wheat. Well, now you've got enough stuff there to make some bread and some bacon and eggs. So you have breakfast, and you go out and do it again. That's kind of the way you do it in a free trade society. We don't have that. Now, maybe you've got some silver on your property. and people need silver for whatever reason. I don't know why to put it around their neck. I don't know what to use silver for. I don't use silver. Apparently, silver is used in some of our technology that we have to have. Apparently, I've got a bunch of silver, and even in the midst of all this craziness, the silver prices have not gone up, which I think is an obvious. It's obviously the price is being fixed. It just there's no question about it. It's being fixed. Nothing you can do about it. The banks are all into silver. That's they are controlling the price of silver, by the way. But it's not bad to have silver. I'm not saying it's bad to own silver. I'm not a financial advisor. Disclaimer. But I'm just saying, you know, just saying. So that's kind of the story of my life there with the whole puzzle thing. And this whole thing with trade and free trade. You know, you end up with a deficit if you can't do something on your own. So that's kind of what I'm seeing right now is that we are in this situation where I've got all this stuff laying around. Everybody says, "Well, what are you going to do with that?" Well, if I need to, I can cut that up and make a tool out of it, or I can do something, you know, productive with that. It's in its raw material shape, form, whatever. When I see something, I usually look at it. I don't look at it as trash. I look at what can I make out of that. And that drives some people crazy. My wife drives my wife crazy. So no, I don't throw stuff out very often. I try to not to throw a thing away, which some would say I'm a pack rat. I'm just a rat. So this issue. Let's get back to the issue here before I get off on another tangent. The show's half over, and I've not discussed anything at all. I'm just telling you stories. Why are you still listening? I keep hearing people, and people seem to want to agree to this all the time. Yes, that's true. Okay, yes, well, yes, that's true. Is it true? Let's listen to this statement for a moment. The biggest, some people would say most important, job of government is to keep us safe. The biggest job of government is to keep us safe. Now, this was spoken by none other than Gerald. His name was Gerald, by the way. He was raised and grew up as his name was Gerald growing up. But when he started becoming popular and wanted to have his own TV show and do things on, I think it was 20, I don't know, it was 2020. What was it on? I don't know. 60 Minutes, maybe. I don't know. He became none other than Geraldo. Geraldo was saying the other day, I think it was on The Five or something, I don't know what it was on. The biggest job of government is to keep us safe. Because they were talking about guns and gun sales. And gun sales in this country have just, I guess Black Friday gun sales, sales was up like 40% what it was last year. And last year's sales were up. So they call it Glock Friday instead of Black Friday, I think is what they were talking about. So everybody was agreeing, you know, well, the biggest job of government is to keep us safe. And when it's perceived that government isn't keeping us safe, then people are taking matters into their own hands. Yeah, duh. Because we can in this country. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. And they're using this whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing as a motive or as an excuse to do so. We need to repeal the Second Amendment. These radicals will do that. They'll try to do that. I guarantee. there's a vast number of people in this country, by the way, who, if they decide to turn in your guns, there's a vast, large number of individuals in this country that will just commit to that. They'll cave in. And here's the reason: they will so vilify you if you own a gun. Think about this. They've done this on every issue. If you're anti-abortion, some crazy lunatic will bomb an abortion clinic, and now you're all of a sudden associated with that individual, and now you are a killer. You're a radical because you don't want abortion to happen. So now you're the criminal. You're the murderer. If if you are pro-gun and somebody, you know, open fires, some radical nuts goes, job goes crazy and has a mass shooting out in Las Vegas and just starts shooting everybody. Now you're associated with them and you're a criminal. Just like Kyle Rittenhouse. If you own an AR-15, now all of a sudden you are, because that's what he had. It's what he used. Therefore, you're a white supremacist murderer, mass murderer. If you support him in any way, if you agree with the jury's verdict, or if you own a gun, any one of those things, now you're a white supremacist, mass murderer. And the list goes on and on and on. They vilify everybody that they have anything against. They find a way to vilify that person, and the media goes right along with it. They follow the narrative, and they jam you into a hole. If a situation arises where there is enough of an event that happens with a gun, they make you feel guilty for owning a gun because somebody else did something wrong with it. Now, by this same logic, you should feel pretty bad if you own an SUV right now, especially a red SUV. And if you've ever driven it around anywhere. Because that was the latest mass murdering tool that was used to kill people. So they're not out there vilifying anybody who's driving a car. In fact, people who drive drunk actually kill more people than every year than. Well, let's just say, what is the number of, I looked this up, and now, of course, now you can't find these kind of statistics because it's all screwed up. I'm going to type this in and see what we find. The number of people who die every year, the yearly death population here in the U.S., number of deaths per year, this is in the world, United States deaths per year. Let's look at this, see what this says. Just going by the United States deaths per year. Why do they have worst colleges in America up on the top of there? Total deaths per year is 3,378,414. Average life expectancy right now is 77.8 years. This looks like it's gone. Oh, now supposedly it's gone up in 2020. Death rate, total number of deaths, population. Yeah, supposedly in 2019 into 20, from 2019 to 2020. The death rate in the U.S. went up dramatically. I don't know why it didn't happen in 2020. This is a bogus chart. Is absolutely wrong. This is not according to, I don't know where they're getting these statistics. It doesn't reference any reference to anything at all. In fact, it doesn't even have COVID on here. Heart disease deaths, 662,000. This is 2020. Beside these major causes of death, 645,000 people died per year for other reasons. There was other reasons that 600, over a little over half a million people died for other reasons. A little over half a million people died from heart disease. A little over half a million from cancer deaths. Chronic lower respiratory disease, 157,000. Stroke deaths, 150,000. Alzheimer's disease, 122,000. Diabetes, 88,000 people. Poisoning deaths, 76,000. Poisoning deaths, 76,000. Kidney disease, 51,000. Influenza and pneumonia, 50,000. Suicide, 47,000. Homicide, 19,000. Liver disease, 44,000. Respiratory disease deaths, 44,000. Fall deaths, 40,000. Firearm deaths, 39,000. Septicemia deaths, 38,000. That's like a blood disease or blood infection type thing. Car accident deaths, 37,000. Renal disease deaths, 36,000. Parkinson's disease, 35,000. HIV, AIDS, 5,000. Heart disease, cancer, and chronic lower respiratory are obviously way up there. Females, 1.6 million female deaths per year. It says female population change. It doesn't say which way it went. Male deaths per year, 1.7 million deaths per year. It doesn't say where they're getting this information from, which is kind of a little bit disconcerting. I'm not sure where they're compiling this information from. Unless it's the U.S. Health, whatever it's called. So we have ethnic deaths. Get that kind of thing. That's got to go through all these statistics. So a certain number of people die every year. 3 million, supposedly, this is 300 in 2020. Total number of deaths, death rate. Total number of deaths is approaching 300 and, or 3 million. Four, is that 3 million and 400,000. 3 million, yeah, right around there somewhere. 3 million and 300,000 people died. Now, of course, we have, what is it? Total number of deaths from COVID this year so far, I think, are 350,000. Doesn't say that anywhere on this particular thing, but that's what we've got. So 10% of the people who died this year have died from COVID. Now, you can play with those numbers very easily by saying people died with COVID or people died from COVID. And that's where we get into this sticky wicket with some of these information, with some of this information. But put, I'm saying all that to basically say, to put this in perspective. When you have that many people dying every year from natural causes and on a normal basis, we tend to forget people die every day. It's like every day we have, what does that work out to? Even if you just go with 3 million people a day. Let's pull the calculator out, Bob. Let's see here. We have 3 million divided by 365 days. That's about 8,000 people per day. It's over 8,000 people per day are dying on average. Now, if you were to have a counter down below on your little ticker every day of the news, and you started adding those deaths up, 8,000 people died today. Holy cow. I think most people would be shocked by that. 8,000 people died today. Think about that. If you put that on the news tonight, yes, 8,000 people died today. 8,000 people died yesterday. And 8,000 people will die tomorrow. Well, that sounds pretty dramatic. You might want to talk about the fact that 8,000 people were born today. 8,000 people were born yesterday. And 8,000 people will probably be born tomorrow. I mean, it's called life. But we forget about that for some reason. We think that death will elude us. And it amazes me still to this day to hear reporters, people as smart, supposedly, as Bill O'Reilly the other day even said, yes, he gets on his little pompous little thing and he starts talking like he knows it all. And he starts talking about Joe Biden running in 2024. Well, the Democrats have decided that they're hinting at someone who's going to be replacing Joe in 2024. They're going to be replacing Joe before 2024. I guarantee you that. I think that they're running. I think by now they probably would have already replaced him. However, they're running into this little sticky wicket. one of the reasons that they're having a problem here is because they thought that their choice for Carmella. Excuse me. They're running into this problem because they don't like her. And they know she will lose miserably in 2024. Unless they can cheat somehow. I don't know how they would do that. And they have this, the Democrats don't even like her. The administration, the Biden administration obviously does not like her. You don't see Joe and Carmella around each other too much anymore. There's a reason for that. When it was called the Biden-Harris administration all of a sudden, right after the election, you don't hear that too much anymore either. You don't hear about the Biden-Harris administration. You just hear about the Biden administration now. That somehow got faded out. So they're struggling right now. And now it's not so easy just to fire the vice president. There was some talk here about a month ago about, oh, they're going to oust Carmella and they're going to fire Carmella and they're going to get somebody else in there. It just isn't that easy. The removal of a vice president requires an act of Congress. Now, think about the political stuff going on behind the scenes right now, trying to figure this one out. There is turmoil. There is all kinds of jockeying and positioning and deals being made and all kinds of stuff. Now, of course, Carmella, when she first got into the position, unfortunately, made the little comment. Okay, this is what Joe and I discussed before I accepted becoming vice president. This was our deal. Yeah, she actually said, this was our deal. She made a deal. Now, most of us know that kind of thing goes on. There's a lot of deal making behind the scenes. You do this for me, I'll do that for you. We'll make sure we get this. I'm sure that kind of jockeying and stuff goes on. But you're not supposed to say that quiet part out loud. And she did. Nobody really talked about that much when it happened. This was our deal. That I would bring everything I have as a black American or black Indian American, whatever she identifies as. I don't know what it is. They, I don't know what they identify as. And she told, you know, she just basically told us that they made a deal. Now, maybe part of that deal was that she wouldn't be put in as president. She was just a marker. So they could put someone else in. I don't think they're going to put Hillary in. There's been some people say that Hillary is going to be dropped in as VP, and they're going to remove Joe, slide her into the position. And there you go again. Now, again, people don't live forever. People decline with age, despite the fact that they take that adrenochrome or whatever it is they take, which obviously some of them do. And there's been talk of Nancy Pelosi being put in the position in 2022 when she, because it's pretty clear she's probably going to retire in 2022. She hasn't made that announcement yet. But I guarantee you, she needs to be retiring, folks. This is a lady who was in Congress in the 1980s. Think about that for a moment. She was Speaker of the House in the 90s. It's 2021, almost 2022. So I haven't even started in on COVID yet. But the statement that Geraldo made, and everybody kind of agreed, nobody calls anybody out on this, ever. And I kind of get tired of hearing this. The biggest job of government is to keep us safe. Government's number one job, their most important job, is to keep us safe. Other people will say, oh, the number one job is to protect our borders. Government's number one job is to keep us healthy. I don't see any of those statements in the Bill of Rights or in the Constitution itself. None. And in fact, in none of the letters, Federalist Papers, documents, all the supporting documents that went in around the discussion and the debate about what kind of, how we should frame our country and how we should develop it and what it was based on. Everything about our Constitution, everything about our Bill of Rights was designed around the rights of the individual. JFK said it, and I will say it again. I wish I had, maybe I could find an audio clip of him saying this, and I'll play it on the show every day. In fact, I'm going to try to pull it up here just so I don't mess it up. Let me just type it in here real quick. Put JFK in there because that way it'll come up as something that he said. Quote by JFK, the rights of every man. Let's see what it says here. The rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. Now, I don't like JFK. I wouldn't have voted for him if I had the opportunity when I wasn't old enough to vote. But I guarantee you, I was alive when he was assassinated, by the way. I remember the day. Strangely enough, I was less than a year old. And I would freak out my parents when I would tell them stuff about what happened that day. And they would say, well, no, you just saw that on television. And then I would tell them what the television looked like that I saw it on. I described the room I was in, the room that the television was in. What time of day it was. It was a traumatic event in our nation. My parents were not political at all, but it affected them. It affected our family. And at that age, it affected us so much. The tension in the room was so palatable that I remembered it. And I was probably 11 months old or something. I don't know how old I was. However, I would not have voted for him had I been 18 at that time. Well, at least I would have. I don't know if I would have been 18. I don't know. When I was 18, I voted for Reagan. I was just old enough by 2 days to be able to vote for Reagan first time. The rights of every man are diminished if the rights of one man are threatened. This is because Kennedy got it. This was during a time when we understood that rights were given to individuals, not to groups. There weren't special rights. This was just the beginning of special rights, the whole civil rights movement, and the reason some people oppose it. Some people oppose the Civil Rights Act is because it implies that there are special rights for people based on certain identities. And it goes against our Constitution. I happen to be one of those people. I do not believe that special rights should be given to groups of individuals who identify or who are labeled under some group. I think it diametrically opposes everything about our Constitution. Every single individual should have the same rights as every other single individual. There was a young lady recently, several years ago now, in our family. I'm not going to say who it was. You'll figure it out. If you're in my family, you'll probably figure it out who it was. Driving along or having a conversation in the car. And one of her, what she said was, well, my family was from Jamaica. No, she's not from Jamaica. Bahamas, from the Bahamas. Now, of course, the Bahamas, Bahamas, Jamaica, all the islands down in the Pacific, in the not Pacific, the Caribbean area. They were most of those islands were used for parking places for slave trade from Africa. In fact, according to all of the logs that they've ever found on any boats, there were no boats that came straight from Africa to the United States, the contiguous U.S. None. Zero. They all went through ports of exchange, if you want to call it that, down in the islands. South America, Central America, and the islands. And then they were shipped from there to here. So some of the movies that you see depicted where there's white men went down there with nets, ran through the jungle and captured people, scooped them up and then put them on the boats, scooped them up and brought them right here to the United States, because it's the only place there was any slavery in the world, ever, supposedly. If you listen to some historians, that's the way they make it sound. Didn't happen that way. But, you know, who am I to change history? So, I'm not a historian, by the way, disclaimer. So we have these issues here now. So we have this issue of special rights for special groups. And you have people making these crazy statements like, the biggest job of government is to keep us safe. Is it really? Which amendment is that in? Let's look up that amendment there. Or that's that in the Bill of Rights there. Let's look through that. The preamble, maybe it's in the preamble. Or maybe that's in the postamble that nobody ever gets to because they get so tired reading through the rest of it, they never get to the postamble. No, the biggest job of government is to protect the rights of every individual. That is the primo, biggest job the government has is to protect the rights of the individual. We are very rapidly tearing that apart because we're not talking about it in this country. All of a sudden, a virus comes to town, and the rights of society are much bigger than your personal individual rights. You must be banished from society. And I could play you, I was going to try to put together, I've heard, you can't hardly listen to MSNBC or any other legacy media, or for that matter, some people on regular, like even on Fox News and some other places, saying that unvaccinated individuals are irresponsible murderers. I mean, where is it here? I believe it's here somewhere. Might be right here. No, that's not it. Is it this one? Let's see what this says. I'm going to try to play this, see what it says.
...are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. Joe Biden says. This is the kind of rhetoric that is continuing to happen. And yet study after study after study now is not looking good. And yet you can't convince anybody of this because this is not the rhetoric they're hearing from MSNBC and CBN and CBS and CNN and not CBN, CSC and CSI and everything else. Politicians are blaming this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That is not what's happening at all. So we have Omicron coming into town. Omicron seems to be, and by every report from that we're getting from Africa, is that these symptoms are very mild. No one has died from this variant. Zero. That we know of, there's no deaths have been reported from this. I'm going to try to find the Omicron hysteria rattles global markets and causes South Africa to decline. South Africa is being punished now for finding this thing. It's all over the world already. It's not South Africa's problem. It's already all over the world. I believe the first case in the U.S. has been found now. I'm not sure. I believe that was today. I read that. North America, anyway. I know there's one in Canada. I'm not sure where else. But it's everywhere. Jab is causing heart attacks, and the evidence is being censored. I think I talked about that yesterday. I was hoping I could find the article here in this list of things that was being said about the Omicron thing. So, there's just this mass hysteria. And it's almost as if the whole, we're witnessing, if those of you who are still awake and seeing what's going on and have half a brain to actually think for yourself, why is there no acknowledgement of natural immunity, which has been shown time and time again in studies after studies, peer-reviewed stuff, that natural immunity has had a much broader, wider spectrum of resistance to the virus than the vaccine has. Let's face it, the vaccine did not do what we thought it would do. Everyone was arguing for the vaccine initially, and I would have gone along with it if the vaccine would have been effective in the way we thought it should be. But if it was effective in the way we thought it should be, it should have shut this whole thing down by now. And it does not. And the reason is, there was a study recently done. This is the study I was trying to look for. I can't call it up, so I'm just going to try to talk about by memory. There were 6,000 individuals who were vaccinated. 6,000 individuals who had recovered from COVID. The number of people, and the 6,000 who had been vaccinated had not had COVID at all. They had no antibodies before they got the vaccine. Went about their daily lives. More people in the vaccinated, this study was done in three different banks of people. In other words, there were 6,000 people of each, and they were in different countries. Similar walks of life, by the way, just normal, like middle class type folks taking part in this study. All of the vaccinated individuals contracted COVID at a higher rate than those who had natural immunity. Now, I believe part of this study was that there were unvaccinated people who had not had COVID yet as well. There was something to do with that. I think there was only one study that was done with that, where there was the same number of people who were contracted who had no natural immunity, and they compared that with, and also had not had COVID, compared that with people who had been vaccinated. They were identical. The rate was so slim. The difference between the two, between the contraction of the virus was so slim that it was almost negligible. Not even worth bringing it up, because I think in one case there was more, and in the other case there was less, and it looked the same thing. Which simply shows that the true carriers of this thing are the vaccinated. And they even made mention of this in another report. They were saying that people who were traveling, and the way this Omicron thing has gotten through, to think about this, This thing had to have gone through international travel, right? It didn't cross borders by a Jeep. It wasn't driving around from Africa to Canada. I guess it could have gone on a Jeep and got on a boat and got, but think about the amount of time that would have taken. This thing has gone, you know, rampantly all over the world very quickly. That's got to be by a plane. And via plane, we're talking, unless they were going by private jet. To travel internationally right now, you almost inevitably, most countries, you're not going to travel anywhere reliably without being vaccinated right now. In fact, Canada won't allow you in the country without being vaccinated unless you are certain. There's certain exemptions, but there's very, very few. So in the process, the only people who could have been transmitting this thing have been vaccinated. By and large, 99% of the people who are traveling international are vaccinated. This should be a telltale sign that it's not the vaccine that is bad. It's that the vaccine hides the fact that somebody's carrying the virus. In many cases, if you're vaccinated, you're not even tested. Some countries do not require you to be tested if you've been vaccinated. Because the assumption is, well, you're vaccinated. A vaccine, of course, protects you from the virus. Well, apparently no. And we've known this for some time. Do I need to refer back to something that Anthony Fauci said? The mob boss. Let's see what Mr. Fauci has to say about this.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection, and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
They have the same level of viral activity in their nasal pharynx, whatever that is. So this is Anthony Fauci, and this is several months ago. He said this. Now, he makes it sound like breakthrough infection is very rare. If they have a breakthrough infection, no, apparently breakthrough infection is not that rare. The only reason we don't know or that we think it's rare is because there's no symptoms. Which is great. That's awesome that people can contract a virus and not know that they got it because the symptoms are so low because of the vaccine. That's an awesome part of this thing. Don't get me wrong. That's an awesome thing about this vaccine. However, what are the side... Now we have to talk about side effects. Now we have to talk about long-term problems from this thing. One of the long-term problems is that it wanes after a while. So you may not get it today. But then there's the question of, and here's the real sticky thing, and nobody's talking about it. If you have the vaccine and you contract the virus, apparently your body does not develop natural immunity. In other words, you can get it again. And because of that, let's say you get it today and you had the vaccine 3 months ago. Well, 3 or 4 months from now, you get exposed to the virus again. Apparently, its effectiveness to protect you, symptom-wise, has waned and you will get it worse. Now, here's the amazing thing about this. If this Omicron strain is weaker, they're using it right now to scare everybody. If it is in fact weaker than the Delta variant, then we should be welcoming this thing because it actually will help to help people develop natural immunity, and it should become the dominant strain. Which is exactly what some virologists have said that would happen, with that it would eventually, and there's a reason for this. They've got the algorithm in this whole thing. There's a reason why viruses do this because of the way it reacts with people that it kills. It kills off the host, and the worst part of the virus mutations go away because only the weaker viruses can survive. So they will continue to perpetuate. And that's the variant that will become the dominant strain at some point. Because herd immunity, if you want to call it that, numeric immunity will eventually win out the day in a large population. You have 7.4 billion people on the planet. So there's no way you can avoid this. And I see Queensland, you know, it's, we had one case reported. Yeah, well, that's reported, one case. You testing everybody every day? You're not. How did it spread? Because you were locked down. Your border was closed. Where'd that case come from? It's out there somewhere. But we were all, I'll spend the last couple minutes here talking about aliens. There is a theory among some prophetic scholars, scholars of the prophetic books of Scripture. Talk about the Nephilim and some other things. And what is happening right now with society and some of the things in entertainment and where we're going with all this stuff. Of course, now they think that this one report now, that the scientists are now saying that the universe was created in a lab, probably the Wuhan lab. Well, where was this lab located? Did anybody stop and wonder about that? These aliens somehow were just out there hanging in nowhere? They created a universe as an experiment. The lunacy here goes, it's just beyond belief. So basically this comes back to this whole theory of at some point, aliens will basically appear to humans, whether they are as hybrid humans or whatever they are. And they're going to say that they are now ushering in they're going to try to be like take the place of the Messiah. Very messianic kind of signs and lying wonders, basically. Be able to heal people, be able to do all kinds of things. And then complain, and then purport that they are the people who created us and they just came back to see how we're doing. They've been observing us from afar. Now all you need to do is bow down and worship us. Yeah. Well, it's a possibility. I don't know. We'll see what happens with all that. See how that goes when the time comes. So, I've said a lot without saying anything because I'm just a guy with a microphone. And that's kind of the way it goes. So please, download. Even if you're just going to delete it, just download the podcast. That helps me out. If you... You know, I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for financial support. But you can do that too. You can also send me money if you'd like. If you have an extra $1 million laying around, go ahead and send it to me because I can do something with that. I can create a lot better content. Maybe not. I doubt it. But I'm not sure it can get any better than this. Not that that's... I'm just, you know, keeping the bar where it's at. The best thing you can do is download or share or subscribe or like or whatever you're going to do. I really appreciate that. It does help to push me out there. It's just kind of fun. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.